Final score tonight, Atlanta 4, the Mets 2, as we bring you the highlights. The Mets did score early in this game, took the early lead for the second straight night, but it was the top of the first inning in which the Mets probably thought they should have had more. Brandon Nimmo led off the game with a base hit. Pete Alonso walked, and after Lindor struck out, Jeff McNeil singled. So the Mets had the bases loaded with one out. Eduardo Escobar hit a little bouncer toward first to Matt Olson that scored Nimmo. And the Mets had a 1-0 lead, but Daniel Vogelback grounded out, and the Mets only got that one run in that bases-loaded chance in the top of the first. Max Scherzer would work a 1-2-3 bottom of the first, worked around a leadoff base hit by Austin Riley in the second, gave up back-to-back singles in the third with two outs, but then Michael Harris lined out to deep left center on Brandon Nimmo's running catch. So the Mets held their 1-0 lead for a while, but they didn't add to it. And finally, in the bottom of the fourth, Atlanta would break through against Scherzer. Austin Riley doubled to lead off, and Matt Olson would bring him around. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball, base hit, left center field. Riley rounds third. He'll score easily. Matt Olson has an RBI single. This game is tied. It's 1-1 here in the fourth for Olson, his 98th RBI. The infield was overshifted, and Olson hit it to the shortstop side. So nobody was there, and Riley comes home on the play. Game is tied 1-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Olson RBI number 98. He leads the Braves in that category. The next batter, Travis d'Arnaud, hit into a double play. Then Marcell Ozuna doubled with two outs, but Eddie Rosario grounded out, and the game was tied headed to the fifth. The Mets, though, would respond thanks to three straight singles from their three of their best hitters. Pete Alonso with a base hit against Kyle Wright with two outs. Francisco Lindor punched a single to center, and then Jeff McNeil would put the Mets back on top.
0-1, now the pitch. Swing and a liner to left field. That's a base hit. Here comes Alonso around third. He'll score easily. Going to third, Lindor. He's in there standing. The throw goes to second. On at first with an RBI single is Jeff McNeil. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-1. And Jeff McNeil does, in fact, behave like a cleanup hitter driving in the go-ahead run.
Jeff McNeil getting his 60th run batted in, a two-hit night for him. But again, all the hits singles, and the Mets just could not string together enough hits to score multiple runs in an inning. But McNeil does have the smash of the game. Presented by Smash Burger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. So the Mets had the lead. But as we saw last night, the leads have not been held up for long. The Braves got a lucky break to begin the bottom of the fifth. Well, first Orlando Arcia struck out, but then Ronald Acuna on a check swing floated a ball into right field for a base hit. So Scherzer had to pay attention to Acuna on the bases in a one-run game, but also had to make sure he made a good pitch on a 3-2 count to Dansby Swanson. The latter, though, did not happen.
It's 3-2. He should be running here. He is. The payoff pitch driven in the air deep to left center. Nimmo going back. It's going to go. A two-run homer for Dansby Swanson. And the Braves have taken a 3-2 lead. All of the care that went into keeping Acuna close at first and trying to frustrate Swanson in the end has the opposite effect. As Swanson was right on that fastball from Scherzer, hits it into the bleachers in left center field, his 24th home run of the year, and the Braves are in front 3-2.
Big blow off the bat of Swanson, who homered off DeGrom yesterday. He takes Max Scherzer deep tonight. Atlanta claiming the lead for the first time tonight, up 3-2. Scherzer would retire the next two, including a strikeout of Austin Riley. That would be the 3,193rd strikeout in Scherzer's career, passing Ferguson Jenkins for 12th on the all-time strikeout list. The Mets also with eight strikeouts tonight would set a new franchise record for the most strikeouts in a season from the pitching staff, now at 1,524. Strikeout from Scherzer to get Riley ended the fifth inning. In the top of the sixth, Atlanta turned to their bullpen. And that was a turning point in this game because after Kyle Wright left, the Mets couldn't hit anymore. Dylan Lee worked a 1-2-3 top of the sixth inning. The Mets managed only one base runner in the final four innings tonight. Meanwhile, the Braves did tack on to their lead. And of course, they did it with the long ball. Matt Olson began the sixth against Scherzer.
Infield overshifted. McNeil way out in short right field. The 0-1 driven in the air deep to right. Back goes Naquin at the wall. He backs up and it is gone for a home run just over the ledge. atop that 16-foot-high right field wall. Naquin had turned to prepare for a carom that never came. But again, Atlanta power. As the Braves hit their second home run of this game, Olsen's second of this series, his 32nd of the year. It is 4-2 Atlanta.
Matt Olsen does not hit for the same batting average that Freddie Freeman does. Freeman's going to win the batting title possibly this year unless McNeil catches him. But Matt Olsen is a more powerful hitter than Freeman was in a Braves uniform. And on top of that, just as every bit as good of a defender, Olsen has 43 doubles this year and now 32 home runs. He has homered in back-to-back games against DeGrom and Scherzer, just like Swanson has. And Atlanta with a 4-2 lead at that point. Olsen now has driven in 99 runs on the year. So the Braves up by two, and the Mets offense just could not get it going from there. Brandon Nimmo did have a one-out base hit in the seventh against Jesse Chavez, but Pete Alonso flied out, and Francisco Lindor grounded out. The Mets got a scoreless bottom of the seventh inning from Adam Ottavino. In the eighth, David Peterson and Drew Smith combined to get three strikeouts in a scoreless inning. Peterson struck out two of the three that he faced, both left-handers, and Drew Smith blew away Travis d'Arnaud for the final out of that inning. So both Peterson and Smith, who could factor in as far as postseason relievers go, both got the job done tonight for the save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. But the Mets, again, offensively, just could not figure it out tonight. A 1-2-3 top of the eighth from Raisel Iglesias. He struck out two. And then Kenley Jansen, despite a heavy workload last night, throwing 24 pitches, mowed down the Mets in order in the ninth tonight, struck out Mark Canha, Tyler Naquin grounded out, and then the Mets called on Luis Guillorme to bat for Tomas Nido.
1-2 to Guillorme. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled into the mitt of d'Arnaud. Strike three. The ball game is over, and the Atlanta Braves have jumped over the Mets into first place in the National League East. They have a one-game lead with four to go.
That's how it goes. The Mets can get first place back tomorrow if they win. Tomorrow night is really a game that you could say could decide the division. The winner of tomorrow night's game has a much higher chance of winning the division than the losing team does tomorrow. So it is an enormous regular season game tomorrow night. The division title essentially on the line.